CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The American economy, the puzzle, the Federal Reserve consistently has predicted, has said, has promised there will be a recession. Sometime over these last days, the Federal Reserve qualified it, saying there will be a mild recession. It is not here by any normal measure. I keep looking for it. And I welcome my colleague and friend, Jim McTague, former Washington editor of Barron's Magazine. He is in the bountiful Lancaster County, which is a very prosperous place, not only for Pennsylvania, but for the whole country. And Jim looks for the recession as well and can't find it. So now we turn to why not? The numbers of the week that excite Wall Street have to do with the inflation numbers. There was the consumer price index and the producer price index, CPI and PPI. Both are declining dramatically. And more to the point, they're in the right direction, responding to 10 hikes by the Federal Reserve in the last year. Jim, a very good evening to you. You've been through this rodeo many times. The decline of the CPI inflation number, the decline of the PPI inflation number. Can that be a false signal, or are we encouraged? Good evening to you, Jim.
Oh, good evening, John. You know, we are encouraged because this economy is so unique, is so strong, is so vibrant. And a lot of it is like post-World War II. We have post-COVID, and the public, as I like to say, we're still celebrating our liberation from lockdown. So that's a reason that despite all these interest rate hikes, the public's animal spirits are still strong. And I agree that we're not going to have a serious recession. I don't see a soft landing, however, because, you know, as you said, I've been through these inflation fights before. They are not easily won. And we have Fed governors saying we need at least two more rate hikes this year. I think they're the hawks. I think they're correct because there are storm clouds ahead in the economy that could cause serious disruptions and feed, you know, have trigger events that feed into the inflation loop. So it may seem like overkill. You know, we have a Senator Elizabeth Warren on the Hill today calling for an end of hikes, and she wants Jay Powell's head. But I think the Fed is right to be cautious because inflation is stubborn and it can flare up like a fire in dry brush.
The columnist James McIntosh for the Wall Street Journal, it reassures me because he writes bluntly, contradictory economic gauges are telling different stories. Standard leading indicators are in question, and markets appear to be prepping for both boom and bust. The boom part is the stock market. The bust part is the bond market. Jim, do we watch bonds too much? Did you watch bonds all those years, guessing what comes next, especially when the recession is in the wind?
Yeah, I mean, generally, the bond market tells you what's really happening. You know, the stock market is generally the cockeyed optimists, you know, the people who love bubbles, the speculators. The bond market is generally the best gauge of whether the economy is in trouble or not. The bond market is, I think it's signaling we have some deflation in the market, which is healthy. I remember when Clinton was president, James Carville, you know, used to tell Clinton to constantly focus on the bond markets. He was a big bond guy. And as controversial as Clinton was, I think Clinton and Gore were probably, gave us the best economy of any administration since Dwight Eisenhower. You remember the deficit disappeared. So, and that was because they catered to the bond market. So, to your point, I think that the Fed would be pretty wise, and investors too, to really listen seriously to what the bond market is
and
signaling.
The bond market, according to the Wall Street Journal, is signaling a slowdown. Okay, now let's move to the genuine economy, the shopping economy. The shopping economy is benefiting from the federal government spending money, lots and lots of money, trillions to be spent over these next years. One version of that spending, it's puzzled me for some time, but now I celebrate it because the Biden administration is in re-election mode, and that's a good time to spend money that's appropriated. They didn't go to Congress again. The money's in the pipeline. A little town where I go to church called Kent, Connecticut, had perfectly good sidewalks that, as far as I understood, they dated from Franklin Delano Roosevelt. But one day, these work crews showed up, tore up the old FDR sidewalks, took down all the trees and bushes that had grown comfortable with those sidewalks for 80 years, and laid down a gleaming new code-sensitive sidewalk, big, white, and concrete-colored sidewalk all the way around town, both sides, and then came in and put in new shrubbery, gorgeous stuff. And then I realized when I saw the sign, this is government spending, Jim. This is how it works. And you reasoned that it might even be green technology spending. Now, is that a good thing for the economy? Because we, you know, we enjoy the sidewalk. I do. However, I can't say that it was necessary.
You know, it puts the union cement workers to work. It's good election year strategy. To your point about burning shoe leather, automobiles are going to get so expensive that a lot of people will not want to own one. And so we're going to see a lot more foot traffic. You know, the Chinese just announced a plan where within 15 minutes of every person, they're going to have a circle of services, food and pharmaceuticals and bars, you know, little commercial districts, so that you don't have to go into a car to get what you need. I mean, that's a great idea. As much as I dislike communist China, that's not a bad idea to emulate. And your sidewalk is probably, excuse the pun, the first step.
What have you seen this week in Lancaster County that tells you people are either spending money or that the economy is struggling?
I went out to a place called Paradise, you know, which is in Amish country, to get a motorized scooter for my wife who has Parkinson's. So it was an expensive purchase. And on the way out, we go through every tourist trap known to man, shoe fly pie, bakeries, smorgasbords, and all the various motels. And what I saw was the biggest shoe fly pie bakery in the county is out of business. They just sold it. The motels, the budget motel had three cars in the parking lot. A Best Western had about 10 cars in the parking lot. Now, I know it's dangerous,
right,
for an anecdote, you know, and I'm driving by, you know, maybe everybody was out someplace and there had been hundreds of cars in the parking lot and I just didn't see it. But I doubt it because the traffic was really light going out to Paradise, and usually it's bumper to bumper on that two-lane road.
More mysteries of the American economy. Wall Street Journal can't tell. We can't tell. Nobody can tell. Is there a recession? I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.